Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We have been living in the great stagnation.
We all feel stuck in a rut.
Have been staying put in jobs.
Trying to dig out from an upside-down mortgage.
Stuck in a second housing slump.
You feel like you can't move, you can't grow.
Immobilized.
Stuck, immobilized, stagnant. When new jobs numbers come out, they're often described as stagnant. No significant gains, but no significant losses either. We hear month after month that there's been no headway, stagnation. And last week, it was the census that told us we were literally standing still. The mobility rate, that is the percentage of Americans who changed residences between 2010 and 2011, was the lowest recorded rate since the census started tracking that number in 1948. Americans just aren't moving, and it might be affecting us psychologically as well as physically. So we continue now with our November series on The Brian Lehrer Show on trending topics in psychotherapy. All this month, we're being joined by Nando Pelosi, contributing editor to Psychology Today, and a licensed clinical psychologist with a private practice here in New York, who's been discussing the trends that he sees on his couch, and he is here to take your calls. This week, stagnation, that feeling that you're stuck or drifting in any area of your life. 212-433-WNYC. We have about 10 minutes for your calls on your stagnation. 212-433-9692. Nando Pelosi, Dr. Pelosi, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. Good to be with you.
People feel stuck in situations all the time. What makes this a trending topic on your couch now?
Well, we seem to conserve energy. I think we're designed to be somewhat passive unless we're impelled or compelled to do something. And if the economy stagnates or if we think that our prospects are diminished, we tend to get passive, and it's somewhat of a subjective experience. You know, some people's stagnation is another person's restful repose, so I like to look at the person's feeling.
So at what point does feeling stuck or passive turn into something else? Does it turn into anxiety? Does it turn into depression? What do you need to do as a psychotherapist with this feeling of passivity?
Right. I do look for those sort of dichotomous reactions where one person might be passive for a while. They're stuck. They get depressed. But then they get enraged, you know, and then some of their energies get really, really turned on. And I think, you know, some of the Occupy Wall Street stuff is a response to that kind of thing. And it, in a way, it's a good outlet.
It's interesting that the clinical term at the personal level is passivity, because the term they're using at the political level with Occupy Wall Street today is direct action.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think that's a coincidence. I think we're looking for purpose. You know, we want to be part of something positive, a movement, a trend.
And Claudine in Battery Park, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to share that I've recently been laid off. And prior to being laid off, I'd been with my company for many years, and I was in an emotional and professional rut. I didn't feel like I could move forward. I knew that there wasn't any perspective for me to or prospects for me to move forward, but I didn't feel like I could do anything. And getting laid off actually pushed me and forced me to take stock of what I wanted to do professionally, what I wanted to do with my life, and it's actually helped me clarify my goals and forced me to move forward. And so in a weird way, it was the best thing that could have happened to me was getting laid off.
Dr. Pelosi, we hear this all the time, blessing in disguise, even if it's that for a minority of people.
Yeah, if we come out the other end, I mean, I'm sure she might have gone through a period of hurt or a feeling of betrayal. But then we pick up the pieces and we sort of expand our horizons, we broaden, and we build.
Claudine, thank you for that upbeat story. We go next to Cynthia in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Cynthia.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I was just explaining to, I guess, your producer. I don't feel like the articulation lady today because I'm depressed. And my antidepressants aren't working. Because I can't stand the world. I'm thinking of going, like, turning the radio off for a month. Maybe that'll help me. I tried that last night, so I caught up on old Time magazines in the last month. Forget that.
I'd recommend all media other than radio.
Huh?
Turn off all media other than radio.
Right. Yeah. And,
Well, so, Dr. Pelosi, seriously, some people, you know, for some people it's good to take a news holiday.
Well, no, I yeah. It's hard,
yeah.
It's hard to shove that under the rug for long.
So I, oh,
yeah, no, Dr. Pelosi, go ahead. Talk to Cynthia.
I think what's going on here is that the caller is overgeneralizing. She's saying, I can't stand the world. You know, what she really means is I can't stand hassles. They're provincial hassles. You may have gotten fired. You may have a series of failures. But what you don't want is to globalize this into the world or to say that there's something inherently incapable about yourself.
Oh, yeah, but if you're surrounded by walls such as unemployment, competition for the few jobs, fear of another dust bowl from, global warming, fear of,
Well, you can focus on those
another
walls.
Another Great Depression.
Yeah, my job is to help somebody look beyond those walls, and I acknowledge that it's a tough road. But your job is to look beyond those walls and push yourself to look within and look beyond those walls. I mean, it's a complicated and long term process.
Cynthia, I hope that was somewhat helpful. Thank you for your call. Do you come up with these situations now increasingly where people so tie their personal situation to the national situation, which to some degree is a good thing, but to some degree you have to try to get them to unpack those two?
That's exactly right. You really want to look at the practical problem and separate it from the emotional problem. So, if you look at the world when you're already depressed, all you see are walls. But I think when you identify your own depression as an emotional issue to work through, you're able to look beyond the walls that are there. There's no denying that.
Nick in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nick.
Hi. I feel like the problem is not economic, ultimately. I feel like the economy is a symptom of a power struggle, and that's why we feel paralyzed and helpless, is because we feel that we have lost a power struggle, that we live our lives in order to serve the 1% of us.
Is this a political analysis, or does this relate to your own state of mind?
Both. I feel like it's, if you work for somebody 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, in order to serve them and heat their swimming pools, it's a problem. It's something that you can talk about with a therapist and work out, but it's a problem outside of your own personal self.
Right. Dr. Pelosi?
Well, a political analysis is ultimately an emotional analysis. I mean, if you look at things in terms of power, then you feel oppressed. And if you look at things in terms of opportunity, I'm being a little bit cavalier here, but broadly, when you construe the world in certain ways, you're going to have emotional reactions, which are then reinforced.
As a life coach, you also help people make big decisions in their lives. What's the difference between your role as a psychotherapist and what's called a life coach?
Well, people come in for emotional issues and for a feedback sometimes on some of their goals. My job is to clarify goals, so I'd ask questions, I'd probe desires, and maybe the coaching involves more of a sort of a checkup where, I make sure that they're doing what they say they want to do.
Because with the topic that we have today, this stagnation and how it's related to the situation in the economy for so many people, that intersection that we've been exploring today with some callers who are, you know, living at that intersection of the sort of national economic scene and their own personal psychological stagnation. Your jobs as psychotherapist and life coach, I would imagine, come together more these days than they have before.
That's true. If people feel part of a large sweeping oppression, then we've sort of want to work through that and to work at enjoying life in spite of some of the current hassles.
So are your goals as a life coach, are the kinds of advice that you're giving different for people today than they may have been 5 years ago when the economy in general was in better shape?
Well, I find that people may be a bit more depressible, but hope springs eternal. You know, people still make plans. They hope for improvement in various areas at various levels in their lives. It could be a relationship. It could be a new job. So my job is to give them feedback along that path.
Psychotherapist and life coach, Dr. Nando Pelosi. That's Pelosi, not Pelosi, by the way. Contributing editor to Psychology Today and with a private practice here in New York, is joining us once a week through November with trending topics in psychotherapy. And we'll wrap it up next week on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, when we'll talk about surviving your extended family. Dr. Pelosi, thanks a lot. Talk
My
to you
pleasure,
then.
My pleasure, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.